everybody, and hello, welcome to the Pyramid Podcast, episode 154. Me is equals Tyler Cool. We got Jarrett Doberg over there. We got Justin Doberg.
Oh, Jesus.
We're coming flying into
it. That actually might have just been leaked first ever.
I have to bleep that out.
That might be first time ever his name's been leaked.
Who's?
Why Dubs. Did you say my real name?
But you can't. Is that like private?
Never, might be, I don't think it might be leaked.
All,
it might
all
be
names
leaked.
Are said.
Yeah, but you don't have a nickname.
He goes
well,
by,
yeah, you do. But nobody calls you your real name on this show. I doubt there's a lot of people that know your real name.
Well, if they don't know, they haven't been paying attention.
All right.
They definitely know our names. Jarrett Doberg, Justin Doberg.
Well, I feel like I feel like you two. I mean, there's a lot of people that don't know Jubb's real name.
Well, people know my name.
No.
Yeah. I mean,
we went out and about and like we were with people that.
Well, the reason they might not know is because I can't pronounce it.
No, people call you Cools or Cooley, and no one ever calls you your real name.
Well,
the only people that ever calls you by your real name are probably
your mom and
does
Rodney doesn't.
No,
Rodney calls
Rodney
you
calls me Cools. Yeah.
Does Abby call you
Tyler?
Okay,
yeah.
See,
yeah, or I get called T. My boss calls me T. But other than that, yeah, not most people don't really say my
do
name.
Do your like family, like does your aunts and uncles?
It's
call
Cools,
you?
Cooley.
Really? Like Aunt Linda says.
Everybody, yeah.
No way.
I really don't get called Tyler very often.
But
like Abby or.
It's funny that me. Like that your aunt would call you Cools.
They just say Cooley.
It's funny, like that's Rodney's last name too.
Well, it's my mom's last.
That's
name,
That's why
too.
I can't. That's why whenever I see Rodney or. Boss, I always say I always say your first name because I'll go yeah I saw Cooley and that's their last name so I don't
you call me Tyler to them
yeah
no you
yeah.
don't
I swear to
yeah,
God
I usually do yeah
yeah
that's don't do that
yeah I usually
why?
I usually do to boss like
I don't ever
like,
hear you guys
like
say
oh
that.
I think Tyler's around
yeah what the fuck
or I think Tyler like I just was with Tyler
yeah. Most people don't even know who boss is that's my mom but I the fact
I don't know where that started either I think was that my dad
it was actually no I think it was Nick she was yelling at somebody on the phone and she was like being the boss and ever since then Nick called her boss and it kind of stuck
I'd always just boss now
no yeah well what an introduction to the show my bad
yeah
yeah family
yeah, everybody you just learned Cooley's first name and Jubb's first name for the first time ever on the show
yeah we're here in the studio for another episode it's rainy and thundery out right now
yeah
thundery.
It's actually the day after we normally record like on a my watch is dead but
today is currently Wednesday, April 2nd.
Right. Yeah. So we're here again. Things have happened in the world and you know everything is good, but one thing that is really good is the Minecraft movie came out.
I haven't even seen a trailer for it.
Wait, so when they're hearing this, it'll be out?
Well, this comes out tomorrow. It comes
yeah,
out
Yeah, I know. It
comes
out,
Friday.
It's come out tomorrow. I thought it came
no,
out Friday.
No, I thought it was already out.
I think it comes out Friday.
No, no, it doesn't.
Hold on.
It's Friday, I'm pretty sure.
Who's in the movie?
Home opener.
Jack Black. Jack Black, Jason Momoa. No, it came out April 4th today.
Oh, I didn't
what?
Know
it's
that.
April 2nd.
Oh, never mind.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, it comes out Friday.
Sorry.
Do we know when, where we can see this?
What do you mean release?
Or when we can see it? Okay, let's see. Hold on.
What kind of question?
April 4th, it comes out. For those of you that don't know, Minecraft is a game that's been around for a long time. And it was originally released all the way back in 2011 by a man named Notch Pearson all the way. He's from Sweden. And it has just been a game that is taken the world by storm. It used to be kind of a cult following game, and now every probably 10-year-old plays Minecraft and probably spends their parents' money on Minecraft. but it is very near and dear to my heart, and the movie came out, and my favorite actor of all time is in the movie, Jack Black, and I'm so excited. People really have shit on this movie, and obviously, if you don't know anything about the game, you're probably not going to enjoy it as much. But people said that they tailored the game so that or tailored the movie so that if you have no idea what the game is about, you can still follow.
Do we
along.
Know what? Like, obviously, we haven't seen the movie. What's the general storyline to this?
I have no idea.
I haven't watched the trailer.
I think it's something where somehow these kids get
into the game,
trapped in the game, And what, I think like Jumanji, for like... whatever reason, Jack Black is in the game.
No, he's not in the game. He's Steve. He is Steve.
Oh, he is Steve?
Jack Black is Steve, and Steve is the main character in Minecraft. He's the guy you play as when you first play Minecraft. His name is Steve.
See, but like, why is he normal, but everything else is Minecraft?
I don't know. Well, Jason Momoa's in it. There are actually some other actors in it that I didn't know that were in it.
Do you think Minecraft's one of the more overrated games of all time?
No, absolutely not. I think not even close. Is.
Not at all.
I just don't know how it's not. Like, it's really just, you just build. That's it.
You can mine. you can mine. You can craft.
Well, like, I just
beat the dragon. I've never beat the warden.
I guess I've never.
Let's see what the Minecraft movie has done at the box office.
Well, I
so
just
far.
Looked. We can see it tomorrow. Actually, well, today, if you're when you're listening to this. We could see it at 3 p.m., 6 p.m., or 9 p.m.
And the gist behind Minecraft, if you don't know this as well, if you're kind of out of the realm of Minecraft, you build with blocks. You build with square blocks, and everything is square, and it's all about building and crafting and making pickaxes and cutting trees down and harvesting wheat. And farming, and you can tame wolves and milk cows and
but it's really not
chickens.
That like deep like it, you can do all of that, but it's like, remember, it's all blocks. So
yeah,
it's really not. That
it's
exciting.
Not a. It, if you look at the game, it looks very boring from the
it
outside.
It is very boring.
No, it isn't.
It's a very boring.
I literally, I'll never forget the first time I played it. Changed my life.
No, it didn't. Oh, well, yes, it might have actually did. Video games
at,
do
at
change
the time
my life,
like.
But.
That I was all I could think about every day of school was Minecraft. Was coming home and playing Minecraft because we finally got a gaming PC, and back then in 2011 it was like, I mean, you probably couldn't run Minecraft on it today. And I just remember that first time I didn't know that you had to like hold the click down to break things, and I'm like spamming click. I'm like, how the fuck does this game work? And I finally got it, and then it from there it's just like.
Do you think there's anything that had
engulfed.
A bigger impact on our lives than video games?
No. Well,
maybe sports.
Okay. Impact is in like what you like what you do on a day-to-day basis.
That's what I'm saying. I think video games, seriously, there's an argument for it having the most impact on our lives.
I think I would agree with that.
I don't know what.
Because I mean, I truly don't know what I would do in my free time. Like, besides, I guess, watch YouTube or watch
shows. That's video game stuff too.
That's the thing. If I'm not playing video games, I'm watching somebody play video games.
What about you, Joe? What do you think?
Well, I was just looking. It's funny we're talking about Minecraft because Red, our friend Red, who has not been on here, but we've talked about here multiple times. He just sent me a birthday invitation to my own birthday that is Minecraft themed. And it's Saturday, July 21st at 2 p.m. at my home address. And somehow he remembered my old phone number, my old home phone, and people can RSVP.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
But
wonder how I made this. Wait, you're leaking.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I can't show that because then you'll see my address and my phone. Well, I guess you can't call that phone number anymore.
Well, I already know your name, so.
You're just leaking everything. Address, phone number. But, no, I would say, because that video games probably has had the biggest impact on my life.
I mean, especially like, day-to-day life.
Like in terms of, like,
think about
yeah,
how many
my
hours.
Day-to-day life. I would love to know. I would love to know how many hours of my life.
Some days we put 6 hours, 7 hours into a video game in one day.
I was just looking. We played again. We're talking about it. We got back on a Minecraft.
People who are not fond or know what these are, you're going to be a little lost.
Yeah.
But hang on.
To go back into what I'm talking about, we were talking about Minecraft, the movie, because of that. We kind of got back into, and it's kind of a joke around like the really the video game world. Anybody that is familiar with Minecraft, you go through about a 2 week phase, like a year with your friends where you play Minecraft, and then it just like gets boring and then you don't play it anymore. But we're in that phase right now. And I was looking yesterday, and we'd played Minecraft for like 3 days. Jeez. The past whatever it was. 14 hours I had logged on the game. I'm like, that's insane that I played 14 hours of that game. Like, but like, it's not like, to me, Like, people, oh, you're wasting your time. I don't know what else I'd be doing.
I've never understood what people do
like
with their free time. If you don't play, like girls, for example, they don't play video games for the most part. Like, what do they do?
I don't know.
I think they just, like, without TikTok, like, imagine if we didn't have, like, I don't know what people would do all day.
I actually get mad sometimes when I look at the end of the week and it gives you your screen time report.
In how many hours?
Yeah, and I had, like, 6 hours a day, the other week, and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why? Like, I swear I don't have that. I'm not on my phone that much. I feel like I'm on the computer that much.
I don't know.
But I tell you what, I guess that goes to show how horrible we are as a society now. At least our generation, all we fucking do is look at screens all day.
But I don't think it's that bad.
I mean, once it gets dark out or it gets late in the evening, what else are you going to do?
That's what I mean.
Well, like, back in the day, all they did was work and sleep. So, like, obviously, they weren't doing anything fun.
Read a book.
TV. I think if you're going to watch TV, I think video games are way more beneficial than just TV. Because at least getting engaged and you're activating your brain.
I've always thought this, because like they say that, like, reading a book, like, as you get older, keeps your mind sharp. Or if you do like a puzzle or something every day, that you keeps your mind sharp. To me, I feel like it, and I guess we can't really tell yet because none of us are old enough yet. But I feel like, in my own personal theory, that I feel like since we play so many video games. That I feel like when I get older, my mind is going to be like, I don't know where my life is going to take me. I don't ever see myself not playing video games. And I feel like that could be beneficial to my brain health. Like, when I'm older, because I'm always thinking, like, when I'm playing video games,
do you think if we're like 50, we'll still be just gaming away?
I think I will.
I think there is a chance.
I think I will.
But like, if we ever have kids and I just don't know.
I play with them.
Yeah, I guess so.
come on, man.
But I think we'd have a blast doing that.
I don't think I play. I definitely don't play as much as I used to want, like, coming home from middle school or from high school, and then you just do your homework, and that's all we did the entire day. The entire day we would get on. And I remember the best thing ever, the best feeling in the world that I think I probably ever, like, felt outside of, you know, day-to-day things that you enjoy is a unique feeling, is when we would be playing a game, we'd all be together or something, and then we would get a two-hour delay or a cancellation. Oh. We knew we could stay up and then play all day the next day. That is a feeling you'll never, ever feel again. But I'm usually Minecraft or something was involved with that, and we would just play until the baby cried.
Well, I think it's good, too, because that, like, we're all, every, I, there's rarely not a day where we are talking to each other, like, online. Like,
yeah, we always talk to each other every single day.
We're connected online. Like, our friend lives in Vegas, one lives in Texas, we're in Pittsburgh. Like, and it's still, like, every day it feels like we're still together. So to me, I think video games are very beneficial to us.
Yeah, I agree. But then you,
besides, I guess your physical health, maybe, if you don't if you don't exercise.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you can balance that. But like, if you look back, like, middle school, we would look at, like, playtime on, like, Call of Duty. We would literally have 33 days played on that game. And it's like insane to think about how many hours.
I want to say that in Modern Warfare 2, like, on our old account, I think I was up to around, like, 40, 50 some days.
That's a whole month.
At least.
That's over a month.
At least on that game. And then I would love.
So just for somebody that doesn't know, 40 days means 24 hours. And that's, So that's 960 hours worth of a game.
Fuck. Yeah. We've logged a lot. I mean, that's just one game.
I would love to know. I guess I could go and look.
My eyes will probably be
on my Call of Duty
destroyed when I'm older.
I was going to say that. I wonder the effects it will have on our eyes.
I don't know.
Sometimes I'd, like, wake up the next day and I actually, like, have blurred vision. Like,
there was a couple times back when we were in college, when we played a game for so long that when I went to bed and I closed my eyes, all I could see was that game.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah.
And I couldn't get it out of my head.
Well, we did that. We talked about this one time on the show back. I think Jeff was on it with us three. We were talking about it when we played Civ for 10 hours that one day. One day that, I think it was a Saturday, and we just played from like noon to midnight playing this game called Civ. And when I closed my eyes, I just saw the game.
Yeah.
Like it was literally burned into my brain. So maybe in that respect, I guess could be.
I'd love to get those guys on and see what they would do with their free time back. Like, I don't know what they did other than maybe like go out and drink or.
My dad told us a little bit of stories that they did, but that's not like a free time. That's
like
a
event stuff is different.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go home and like you're done with work, done with school, your friends are busy or something. What do?
I guess just get ready to go to bed and do it again. I don't know.
Just sit there and eat food and stare at the wall.
Speaking of video games, and something that kind of correlates with that is snacks during that, and I wanted to before the show we were talking about ranking things or doing a draft, and the draft that I want to do today is chips, but I think we should also expand that to just like
snacks,
like a, I don't know, it, we could expand it to encapsulate all kinds of snacks, but then you open the doorway for
I mean, you could go so many different ways with that. I feel like
I think just chips would be good for right now. I think that would be good.
Do we want to have a certain like lineup of chips, or
no,
just kind of whatever?
I think we just whatever you can think of, because I have a few in mind, and I know what Cooley's is going to be right off the rip.
No,
so,
you don't.
Yes,
I might surprise you.
No, you. I know what you're going to be right off the rip.
No, I seriously, I think I'm gonna surprise you with my pick.
He's grown.
No.
He's grown past.
We're gonna find out.
That.
I think that the problem is about being since I think I was probably since the last time I've been on here, I've been on health things and I've not partaken in chip eatery, so I haven't really expanded in recent years. I've not explored the world of chips, so there are definitely some things that I wish that I would try, but there is one thing that I did try that I ranked as one of the best chips I've ever had.
Oh, yeah, I made a clip out of that.
Now, yep. I think that people, that if I put this in my ranking, people are going to get, that's the worst fucking list I've ever heard. That's the worst list, because no matter what we say in here,
well, people always,
all three of us are going to have the worst list on you.
I mean, we're still getting, and I would love to, you know, and I wish I would have set my laptop up because I've wanted to do this. I wanted to look at the comment. We're still getting comments on goddamn reel that I made about driving in Pittsburgh. People love to let you know how great of a driver they are. And I swear, the people that comment and talk shit are the same exact people. They're all the same.
RMPC.
And I wish that I should have set my laptop up so we can look at all of these comments and I could just show you their profiles, because it's either people that have like 10 followers and they're following about like 3,000 mm-hmm. people. They don't have a profile picture, or their profile picture is a car.
They
or
never.
Motorcycle.
It is always a car.
It's
they
amazing.
Never accept my follow requests. So
no, they're
all.
Oh. Now it got me fired up because it drives me crazy. Not well. Keep commenting because it helps our algorithm. But.
All right, so let's open up the troll dungeon and the hate dungeon for this one, because people are.
Do we want to do top three or like?
We're just gonna do we'll do a snake draft and we'll do three.
Okay.
We'll do three.
Three
so,
rounds.
Yeah, we'll start. I think Jarrett should start because I don't know what he's gonna pick. I know what you're. I have a feeling I know
are
what
we
you're
going
gonna pick.
Like 3-2-1. Or just
like, whatever. Like,
okay.
It's number one draft pick, and then you move down the line.
Man, I mean, I'm with the number one overall draft in the 2025 chip draft.
Yeah.
I select nacho cheese Doritos. A classic number one. I mean, that's like a Mike Trout, I feel like.
I promise you this. If I ever went into a grocery store, there's no way in hell I would ever pick those up first.
What?
Oh, there's no way in hell I would ever pick those up.
Why?
Right off. They have just never, ever done it. I'll eat them. If they're there, I'll eat them. But I would have never, if
it's
I go.
It's such a basic trip.
It is.
It's so
warm. But it's so good.
No, it's not.
Like, what? Like, I'm not going to pick, like.
It's not even the best Dorito.
Like Swedish fish, sour, nacho cheese, spicy Dorito, like
Well, that doesn't even exist.
Like Chipotle. Like this exotic. You can't take that over number one overall.
Picky guy.
You know what you're getting
with number, picky guy, I
number
get
one
it.
Overall pick. That I think is a great. I think that in my. In,
but for
in
a
my,
number one pick, you want the highest ceiling. You went with the highest floor.
In my general manager.
I don't know.
Experience. That was a good pick.
I don't know. I think he went with a safe, born tackle.
Okay, Jub, with your number two pick.
Now, I was going to steal one from Cools. Because
I feel like you're going to be very surprised by my picks.
Now, I'm going to steal this from you because I know this is a chip that I would pick up. Now, there are a couple that are off the wall that I really, really enjoy, but I know that would garner some respect from a lot of people. And I'm just going to say number one for me, Cool Ranch Doritos.
That's a good one, but it wouldn't have been my number one.
Really?
Really.
So,
but it is good.
Cool Ranch to me far outdoes nacho cheese.
Oh, it's not even close.
It's not even close.
I agree. And those two always put up against each other. It's like Fire Red versus Pokemon Blue.
I think they're both great, but I think...
No, if you put a bowl, put two bowls at a party and you had Cool Ranch and you had nacho cheese, I guarantee you the Cool Ranch is gone.
100%. Yeah, especially you ever get the ranch Dorito that's covered in ranch.
Like, oh, you get the perfect
I think they're
one.
Both great, but I think... The nacho cheese is so versatile and it's
so boring.
Like, could you ever do a taco in a bag with a Cool Ranch?
Oh yeah, that'd
you
be
could.
Good.
That actually would be. That'd that be actually good. Like, really good.
Might be gross.
Damn, I might. No, I don't think.
All right, so my pick. We're gonna go with the third overall. What's this draft called? The chip.
The 2025 chip draft.
The 2025 third overall pick. I'm gonna go with the cheddar sour cream ruffles.
Oh, okay, that's salt. Yeah,
gas.
those are good. What, something I didn't expect.
What did you say? Sorry, would you say sour? Did you say ruffles?
Yeah,
the cheddar sour cream. Those are very good. I tell you what, they're a little strong. Like I feel like you couldn't eat a ton of those. I feel like
yes,
once again, I would never pick those up as first.
It's not like the salt and vinegar chips, where it's like gonna just destroy your taste buds after a while.
I would never, ever, ever pick those up first, ever, ever.
Whatever.
I just those things are.
Well, you went with the most basic chip too. I don't want to hear
it. It's not basic.
Ranch Doritos.
Cool
is
Ranch.
Very,
Cool Ranch.
You guys went with the most basic chips.
No, Cool Ranch is a very
those are probably the two most popular chips in the world.
Cool Ranch is very respectable.
Whatever. Your pick, Jared.
No, you.
No, you're
snake.
A snake draft. Oh, so you get it. Yeah, you're going back.
Okay. Well, with the fourth pick in the draft, I'm going to go with the sweet, spicy chili Dorito.
I was going to do that. That was going to be my second one.
In my opinion, are the best Doritos.
Those ones are unbelievable.
Those are better than the ranch Doritos.
Spicy sweet chili, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I think.
That was going to be my number two. Wow.
Yeah. Boom.
I was going to go two Doritos back to back. But yeah, those are on a different level. Those are more people. Not everybody probably would like those, but those are the best.
The spicy sweet chili.
I think those are the best Dorito for sure.
I agree.
Number two in my pick, man, there are a couple that I have that I want to throw out there, but I'm teetering on the fence with two things.
My first one
is a little more basic. My second one is something that I know that probably a lot of more people enjoy, and I know Jared actually might throw this out there at his number two. For my number two, I'm gonna just throw this out there. I'm going with the standard Pringle. Standard Pringle.
Jeez,
ew!
I mean... love a standard original Pringle.
You thought I was gonna pick that?
No, I think you're gonna pick my other one that I.
There's no way,
standard Pringle. Oh my!
They're really good, but I don't think that I would.
No.
I'd put it in my draft.
Talk about boring. Your list is
nope.
Wow.
I got another one coming.
Man,
up, too.
See, this is really tough for me because I tell you what, I love chips. I really like chips. but for the, I guess it'd be the sixth overall pick, my second round pick of the 2025 chip draft. Man, our front office is scrambling right now. They're scrambling all over the place. I think I got to go with... This is going to be crazy. You guys are going to get pissed at this. The baked Lay's barbecue chips. The baked Lays, they're really good.
I mean, the only time I ever really get those is Subway. When we're at Subway.
But they're so good. But there's a problem with the bag. The bag is so that there's so much air when they have like you got a big bag and like it's half of it's air.
90% is air.
Yeah.
I really do like the baked barbecue chips. And I guess I could round out the list here. If it's a snake, my 7th overall pick, 2025 chip draft. The barbecue twist Fritos.
Those are good.
God, that was
good.
My pick.
The barbecue twist
Fritos. I thought when you took the classic Lays, you wouldn't steal it from me.
That is the barbecue twist Fritos. I think that's a steal at 7.
Yeah, man.
Really, really good chip. And I consider that a chip.
That's honestly worthy of a number one pick.
Yeah.
That is a good.
I'll take my last pick of the draft. I will go with not a chip, but it's in that snack bagged category. I'm going to go with the Snyder's Buffalo Wing pretzel pieces.
Wow.
Is that a chip?
I think that classifies. I think that's in there. That's going to be my number 3. I could eat the whole bag in one sitting.
I'm not going to lie, Jay, really.
I just threw off your entire draft.
If you looked at my draft room right now,
they're all running around. There's fire everywhere. The barbecue twist Fritos and those are really good. But I guess I'd consider them a chip, maybe.
Oh man, just off the top of my head, I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess. I don't know any other chips. I think I've ran out of chips. You know what I like? And I already talked shit on it, but I do like them. The salt and vinegar chips. It's a very limited
like the Lays?
Yeah, I don't even care what brand it is. If you go getting salt and vinegar, that would be my last pick.
Yeah, again, those are very strong chips.
For a third round pick, it's got a high ceiling, low floor.
I feel like that's a real craving type of
it
chip.
Is.
Like but if you really want something salty.
It's just like a utility guy. Like when you need him, he's there.
Yeah. Yeah, I could get behind that.
Yeah, that's my last.
I think it's pretty good teams. My team is
your team sucks.
Nacho cheese Doritos, baked barbecue, and Frito twists.
The
barbecue Frito twists.
Your team's like the Pirates. Your Fritos is like Paul Skeens compared to like Adam Fraser and.
I don't know about that.
My one of my honorable mentions was going to be I will get no favor with this with either of you. A tortilla chip, but
I was thinking that too.
But I will go with the hint of lime.
No, those are good.
Yeah,
those
I wouldn't draft it.
Oh my god, what's that brand called with that bag? It's really hard to open. What the hell is that bag?
Those are so good.
What is that chip called?
I don't know what
not
it
on
is,
the border, but damn, what's that called? But it's not like a really strong lime taste. Those are really fucking good too.
Man. Yeah, that I used to down a whole bag of those after school when I got home. But I do
a whole bag.
There you go. Let us know your favorite chips.
Yeah,
I know that. I guarantee you, zero people will agree with any of us. So
I think my list is very solid.
Yeah, yeah. Wait till we have.
Please focus on the chips and not how I talked about them.
That's usually what a lot of people ignore.
That usually garners the hate. Yeah. Yeah, so there that was our chip talk for the day. I'm trying to think of any newsworthy topics that we need to talk about. Not that there's anything going on that necessarily we're particularly interested in. There's nothing really going on in Wheeling, but
I don't think. I mean, we got a new fence outside. That's pretty newsworthy.
Oh, great! Yeah, we're gonna talk about a fence.
Yeah, we got a new fence outside the studio.
Not even see it.
To me, I feel like that's more newsworthy than anything else in the world.
Our new fence.
The news is so dumb. I don't know why anybody watches the news. Seriously.
Well, how else would you learn about the news?
Don't.
Just don't. I mean, just live in your own.
Go outside.
And that's probably why people hate our generation. They're like, we don't know anything that's going on. But like, I genuinely, if you told me I had to sit down and watch ABC News for an hour,
my brain would melt.
Be miserable. All it is just horrible things.
Well, my thing is, it's not like I'm going to go change anything. I guess I could vote.
All you do is, shit, that damn bastard on the
TV. Imagine waking up mad because you saw something on like a political channel.
That's all. Like when I come on, when I'm watching through the living room or something, and the news is on, it's just all bad. All there's never anything to good. And if there's something good, they spend about 30 seconds talking about it.
Yeah.
They talk
it's
about
like
it.
At the end of the show. Oh, and here's a puppy was saved from a fire.
Here's a clip of an old woman falling and everybody laughed.
The first 4 hours were like 40 different planes crashing.
Yeah, a whole building blew up.
Yeah, the last they finished it off with a puppy. Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's what news has to be.
He fell in the pie, got in his face. Isn't that funny? We'll see you tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow.
And then but isn't there a good news web like
there's
a
good it's called the Good News Network and they all talk about good news, but it's not on TV, which I wish it was, because then you could at least
I
be
guess
happy.
We don't really bring much good news either.
Well, I mean, we don't really we're not focused on like
the... Well, let's think about something good that happened recently to you.
Well, Jump got a hit.
There's
like Steve Harrington.
That's, I don't know who that is.
It's from Stranger Things. You never seen
I've never seen Stranger
Doesn't
Things.
Doesn't he look like Steve Harrington?
A little bit.
I got a bike. I've been bike riding.
Oh, yeah. You got a bike.
That is a...
How's that been going?
That's an exercise that is such a weird thing because you can... I've done it for 2 days now. I bike 10 miles a day, and I go from 24th Street in Warwood all the way down to the waterfront, which is 5 miles up and back.
No, 10 miles, right?
Well, 5 miles up, 5 miles back.
Oh.
And I've walked 5 miles. That was like my regular, and I walked 5 miles, and not near has this bike ride felt as easy as walking, but I burn half the calories that I do walking, and biking is the hardest thing that I've done.
So you're saying the biking, you burn more calories and...
No, I'm saying biking is the hardest thing that I've done outside of just straight up running, but I don't burn near as many calories as walking.
So you're saying you burn more walking?
Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense, but you don't... I mean, you get through 10 miles a lot faster than you would walking.
Yeah, I know, but like...
So I think that makes sense.
Yeah, but I walked 5 miles... And I biked 10 miles.
How long did it take you to
walk
5 miles?
Yeah, I
was,
miles, say, I was just going to ask you that.
To 1 hour.
Each?
Really?
Takes me to...
It took you an hour. It took you an hour to bike from Warwood back? Warwood to Wheeling and back?
It's about 28 minutes back and forth.
Oh.
It's about 28 minutes. It didn't take quite an hour. I guess I can look. I'll show you.
Yeah, look exactly what it says.
Let me think.
You got to go to your sport, your fitness app. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even remember the last time I rode a bike. Well, I guess the other day when I got on his bike and rode it around the driveway.
I think I'd rather.
So yesterday I biked 10 miles, 10.15 miles, and it was 51 minutes and 41 seconds. But I took a pause, so it was like 57 total minutes. And I only burned 548 calories.
That's pretty.
So that's
good
in a bike ride. But let me see if I have my my walk from a couple weeks ago.
You should be on there.
So I walked 5.15 miles.
So walking that far is a lot. That's takes a while.
And that was an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that was
And I burnt almost 900 calories.
I'd say that's about right.
Damn, you burnt 900 calories going? That's crazy.
5.17 miles. This is a couple days before that, and I burnt 900 calories.
About to sneeze?
No. Wait, what do you have to say? What do you say when you have to sneeze? Pineapple?
Oh, yeah, pineapple.
You gotta look at the light.
Look at the light, say pineapple?
Yeah.
It went away. No, but so you've been biking, and you've been meal prepping, and you've been watching what you eat. And you've lost how much? Since when?
Oh, weight wise?
Yeah.
25 pounds.
Since when?
Yeah.
Like a month?
No, it's been a little over a month. It's been...
I thought it was the beginning of March.
Yeah, but I started before then. I started a little bit before then. So I'd probably say a month and 10 days or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty... And you're
wake up.
I know. I keep he yawned and it made me yawn. I can't help it.
I've been working all day.
He yawned and then it made me yawn. I'm cool.
I kept but
everybody listen just fell asleep.
I
know.
I kept waking up last.
I tried to hold it in that you couldn't see it.
Christ.
But no, so you've lost 25 pounds and a little bit.
Wake up.
Does he keep yawning?
I can't help it.
I can't look at him.
I can't help it.
No, it's gonna
about to yawn. This is incredible.
No, well, I had to sneeze, and then he yawned.
How could anybody listen to this right now and not be asleep?
I know. Shit, we're putting you all to sleep. But no, so you've lost 25 pounds in over a month, and then you're trying to get to how many?
Oh, I'm trying to get to 185. Right now I'm 207, so I want to get down to 185, so I still got 20 more pounds to go.
22 pounds to go? You could do that. Just keep doing what you're doing.
That's the... Well, you're what? You're 6'9".
Yeah.
6'9".
Yeah.
What are you, 6'1"? 6 foot?
6 foot.
You look 5'11", but go ahead.
Right. Right. Thanks. What? Go ahead. I didn't say it. You asked me the question. He asked me the question.
Well, no, I was just saying.
No,
so
did.
You're,
I didn't say
you,
it.
You, so wonder he, what, I'd like to see what the average, what is, what's the average?
Weight for that height?
Yes. Let's see. I feel like this is always like
BMI and all that's
though.
All fucked up.
What is the? I mean, I feel like the average height for a 6 foot male is probably like 2. I'm gonna guess like 200.
I would say about
average. Really? Oh no,
they
this is
the healthy
height.
Healthy weight supposed to be.
Are you
be
saying
at
the healthy weight or the average weight?
I'd say the average weight. That is the average weight for a 6 foot male.
The
average weight for a 6 foot male is around 199.8 pounds.
Yeah, I thought you meant healthy.
All right, so I'm average. Well, I'm almost average, but I want to get
the ideal body chart. I feel like this stuff again is just so like misconstrued. Like,
somebody was saying. I think it was Red the other day was saying he could be 230 pounds but be jacked.
Yeah,
I guess he technically.
Well, yeah, your BMI would tell you that you. Yeah,
obese. But here's another thing with that. The BMI,
what about?
Unless you actually get your measurements taken, like the thing where it like pinches you, or like when
you get your body fat percentage and all that.
Like a real test, though. There are scales that you can like step on that they say it estimates, but there's no way. How can you step on a scale and just by the way you're on the scale that measure how much body fat you have? That's impossible.
I don't think that.
Because the only time
works.
That I ever had a real test done, I was like getting pinched by these clamp thingies and like measured with tape and actually getting measurements done. And that was the only time I've ever had that done. But
I think I still have. I'd like to see because I had mine when I was back in college. We had that done because I don't know why.
Well, I think we would.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Fitness.
Yeah. I got to see if I have this.
So if I calculate my BMI, so I'm 6 foot tall. So I'm going to put in 6 feet
11.
And then I'm 200 and this morning I was 206, but I'll put in 207. 206 or 207. So right now it says my BMI is 27.9.
Okay.
Now, what do you think that is on the chart, on the list? So it's broken into categories, which is underweight, healthy weight, overweight, and obesity.
Well, knowing BMI, it's probably going to say overweight.
It's overweight, and I'm a point off from being obese.
Yeah, that's what,
that's insane.
Yeah,
that's,
wait,
BMI is ridiculous. I don't.
What
think
is
you
it?
Should, like BMI makes everybody think they're obese when they're not.
I feel like you could just tell if you're obese.
Yeah,
like,
it's pretty easy.
You don't really need like numbers to tell you. I think you can know. Okay, yeah, wait. Dude, this is crazy because I actually, we were talking about this last night, I was genuine fat ass. I had 20.76% body fat.
That's low.
No, it's not.
20.76?
That's not like low.
Yeah.
I want to get down to like single digits.
Before I was 20.76 and then after I was 16.2.
I fall within the healthy weight range, but I'm close to being, I'm at the bottom of that.
What?
Underweight,
6'2", 165 gets me at 19.9 the lowest for a healthy weight is 18.9.
19.9 what? That's what says your body BMI. Your body fat is?
Not, sure, but no, 20, I don't know my body 20 fat is fat. Right in the middle of healthy weight.
I was a chubby bastard back then. See, but then after
now
I was
after
16
years
point,
of me saying that, but I would get yelled at
was.
By you guys.
Well, he's shorter than you.
I don't care. He was
I'd like
also
to know what I am
60
now.
Pounds lighter than me.
But he's also shorter. So I think
what is that?
But the taller you are, the more room you get.
Yeah, and
like
you,
the more like
I know. But if I'm
error.
If I'm 240 pounds and he's 180 pounds, we're still
he's
both
not 180 pounds. He's
what were you when you were that?
I was probably I think my big I got up to like 170. I was at one. All I right. hit 170 one point, and I was like, oh shit, I'm bulking up. Like I'm getting fucking
yeah,
huge.
That's what I was
which right. I mean, I was stronger.
So if
but
he's
also
170,
was,
and
but
I was 200, Job.
Yeah, okay, so you're 200, and then I'm
165 now.
I know, but why you always yell at me because I used to say I was fat.
But you didn't look fat. Like you'd always be like, oh, I look so fat. Like
yeah,
I wasn't saying like I was like actually like a fat fuck. Like I was just I was just unhealthy.
I think dude. Yeah. I mean, dude. And we were talking about it last night. The way that we used to eat. I mean, I used to eat like a fucking pig.
Yeah,
I would go. I would so eat bad. The calf twice a day. Road trips, we're eating Golden Corral and like
Chick-fil-A
Wendy's
so
every day.
Bad.
And like, I mean, I guess we were playing baseball and you know,
I was also
working out
trying
and
to put on weight.
Yeah, because I mean, I wanted to be stronger, but. I ate so unhealthy, and then when you start to think about it, it's like,
oh damn,
I'm really like I should really I need to like chill eggs. Out. Yeah, I need to chill the fuck. I wish I could have a body fat test now and see what I am. I would say I'm probably like if I was 16, if I was 20, then down to 16 after we worked out. I'd say now I'm probably like
30.
I'd maybe like 12.
Yeah. 12.
That's pretty low.
I'd say right about 12.
I don't know what the hell I'm at. I don't care.
But here's like the picture that I sent in our group yesterday.
I mean, those sex things is bad pictures, though.
Dude.
Sometimes it just
my head looked like, and I've said this like six times, it looked like
you did.
When you put a hot dog over the fire and it like you're toward the point right before it gets burnt and then it splits. That's what my head looked
you
like it was going to do.
No, it didn't look fat, though. You just look like your head was round, like the shape of your head.
Dude.
But you've always had. Like a bigger head.
I know my head's big, but like right now, if you look, I want you to watch this video. So I'm going to sit here like this. Watch, go click on this video if you're just listening to it. Now look at this video and go 4 weeks back and look at the same me.
Well, you definitely have looks like
you
lost
a little
weight.
You cut your hair, you trim your beard.
Yeah, your
bit.
Beard didn't help you in that picture
yeah,
at all.
Your beard was like fucking.
I mean,
it looked
your
like,
hair was
it looked like
in your ass, and your beard was down your chest.
Fucking, what is it called? Steel wool. You had like a yeah. patch of steel wool on your chin. You know what also is so funny? You're talking about you having a big head. We went into the bike shop the other day. You had to get a helmet. And the guy, my dad, it was me, my dad and him and me. And he walks in and the guy, he's like, hey, how you doing? Hey, need a bike helmet. my dad says, he's got a melon on him, and the guy behind the counter goes, I can see that.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then my dad said that he made him laugh, but he goes, yeah, I can see that. But yeah.
I mean, I had something like that happen recently where I got ID'd at Cheesecake Factory, and I was like, well, what, my hairline doesn't tell you that I'm over 21? And she looked at me and oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my
God. I was like,
God.
Damn. I was like, you couldn't just like... She's like, oh, no, not that bad. She's
yeah,
like,
you could.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I was like, damn.
You'd be like, oh, shit. No, why don't you just like, tell
yeah,
me I'm an
like,
ugly piece
yeah,
of shit.
Go fuck
like,
yourself.
Huh? Yeah, come on. That's actually really funny.
Yeah, I got screwed there.
What were you getting? You got ID'd?
Yeah, I was ordering like a drink and they ID'd me for that at the dinner. And
we were talking about that the other day about IDs.
Yeah, I always get fucked, but whatever.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. But Jubb's losing weight. The whole crew, the gang is going pretty strong, I think, still. I mean.
You mean the friend group?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've lost a combined 100 pounds so far. I mean, there's six of us, and we lost a combined 100 pounds. A couple guys are down above 30, I mean, which is, I mean, substantial.
Down above, down
above,
okay,
above
yeah,
30,
yeah, lost like
30
over
pounds.
30 pounds.
So, I mean.
That's, I'd say that's pretty damn good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what like the standard is, but
I don't think there really is a standard. I think as long as you're losing weight,
yeah, just it's, keep chipping away.
But yeah, just trying to be healthy. So we'll see how long this lasts. No, but I feel good.
Are you going to bike today?
Yeah. Well, if it's not storming outside, when I went out to get a water, it was like, it looked like the world was going to end.
You said it was thundery.
Yeah, it was thundery.
It is. I think it's supposed to, stop at 2, I think. Oh, no. It just says wind right now. Oh, no, that's in Charleston.
Are we giving a weather update?
The current weather in Wheeling, West Virginia right now, 65 degrees and windy. The high is 72. It feels like 56. Low is 38. So I guess it doesn't matter because it's not live, and you're going to hear this tomorrow or today when you're hearing this. So none of this weather matters, and unfortunately, it looks like horrendous rain this weekend for the home opener for the Pirates.
Finish us with a would you rather.
Yeah.
Give us your most cruel.
Oh, nah, you can't put me on the spot.
Yeah,
yes, I can.
You think,
While I think about one, we're supposed to go to opening day.
Yeah, so yeah, actually, well.
Well, home opener.
So tomorrow. When you're hearing this, Pirates open up against the Yankees and their torpedo bats for 4:12 p.m., which is kind of cool. They do that every year. They play at 4:12. But, yeah, home opener tomorrow. And then Saturday, Jubb, Cools, Say, Nick are all coming up to the game. And I think Jubb's really excited. We got him a ticket. And
He can't wait to watch some baseball.
When I told him, his face did light up a little bit. He smiled.
He didn't smile.
No, he didn't. He goes. Excuse me. He said, "I didn't get a ticket." We said, "We got you one." He goes, "Really?"
Yeah. He probably yawned.
Yeah. Jubb's excited to come up. Maybe we'll watch the. Maybe we'll go see the. If we get rained out, we'll go see the Minecraft movie and get Faux Kim 88.
Ooh.
That'll be the
I want some boba tea.
Yeah, but the chances are the game will get postponed.
That's 100% what's gonna
happen. Then we'll go up and then it'll get postponed again and then we'll get rained on, it'll be windy, and then by the time the game starts it'll be like 10:30.
It's not supposed to be cold. It's gonna be 73.
It's gonna be fucking
rain. It's gonna be 73 on Saturday.
It'll be soaked.
85% chance of rain. It says Saturday's low be. Oh, no, that's the temperature. I don't know when they say the rain is going to come, but I'm a little worried that we get rain. But Jubb's going to come to the game anyway. We're going to have fun.
Yep. We'll talk about it in the next podcast.
Yeah, we'll see if we had a fun time or if we even got to go. Well, I'll be there, but if they even got to come to the game. So have you thought about a would you rather to end the show today, Jubb?
I don't know.
Your brain is just lacking today, Jubb.
Well, I've been in here since fucking 8:30, and I mean...
That's not even a work day.
I think we had a would you rather. Somebody texted one.
Come on, you got something in that melon of yours. Oh my god! You're like Jimmy Neutron.
All right, I got one side of one.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, give us that. Maybe we can give you the other one.
All right. So, what's like the biggest parking garage in Pittsburgh?
Like
the one by the casino.
Yeah, right, casino parking was fucking
full
huge.
Parking garage. Everybody's parked in the parking garage in their cars.
Okay.
Dual passenger, so there's a driver and a passenger.
Okay.
You have to walk. The entire from the bottom of the parking garage, Pat, all the cars, you have to hit all the cars.
Okay.
And every time you pass a car, that person has to spit in your mouth.
Oh,
ew, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
All the way to the top.
So that's like a.
Okay. Or.
Thousands of spit in my face.
I think I'm taking the other one no matter what.
Or. All right, or this one's way worse. So if anybody takes the first one, if anyone doesn't take the first time, then you're in problems. Jamboree in the Hills, they say it's coming back, where everybody's pumped for it. It's coming back. No RVs, though. There's no RVs.
Okay.
They say, we have a job for you.
Oh, boy.
And your job is to monitor the porta-johns, and the way you do that is you just sit underneath in the basin for the entire concert.
Jesus Christ.
The whole day.
God.
What is modern? Like, how do I monitor?
So if anybody, if anybody takes like a Mondo.
You just monitor.
Can I smell it?
Oh, it's everything.
So you're in
the cistern. You're like down in the tank.
Oh.
Well, I mean, maybe I get lucky and nobody uses
Wait, Jeb,
that
so
one.
For the whole day?
The whole day.
Is that the only porta
Can
potty
Can I hide
there?
Like on the yeah. side so I'm not getting like directly?
Here.
You, yeah, am I protected?
You sit so it hits your knees.
Ew. I wouldn't have skin left by the end of the day.
So either like several thousand people spitting in your
Can
mouth.
Can I wipe off the spit?
Jesus, no, it's in horrible. Your mouth.
I it's hope you're not eating. Mouth. Listen to this.
I guess Jesus. Spit in my mouth. But I wouldn't have legs by the end of that night. That's just, yeah. What
dude,
would you
that
guys
is.
Pick?
There are some apps. Well, there's some creatures at both places.
Well, imagine somebody drinking all day, eating fried food, and then they come into that porta potty. That's just one guy.
Yeah, but you're probably
that,
only going to
get it. That might be the worst one. Said, that might be the worst one you've ever
it's
done.
It's the only porta potty there.
The only one in the whole joint.
It's a
the entire jamboree in the hills.
You're probably only going to run. You're probably only going to run into a maximum of probably 500 people because I doubt you.
What do you mean?
I doubt that everybody.
I think
everybody
just
there
piss,
is going to
piss on
the
floor.
Yeah, I doubt everybody's.
Oh,
gonna
I'm going. There's one porta potty.
Yeah,
there?
But I think it'd only be people that pee. There only be people that take a dump.
Otherwise, all those fucking. Country dudes.
They're not going to pee in the porta potty. They're just going to pee out in the yard.
They said they're all pooping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's way worse. I know I get pissed on and shit on. Wouldn't you?
Well, I mean, that you're getting both.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, now you're getting both.
All right, so pick.
And the toilet paper.
I'm taking, Jesus. Ugh.
I told you, give me the parking garage.
I guess I got to do the parking garage. I mean, I can't sit in the
the porta
inside the porta Portage on.
There was the one I
inside the tank.
You'd be like this, and your knees are just.
No, you can sit with your feet down, but it just.
Oh, that's
so,
a lot better.
So you're not sitting. You're not. You're in the actual piss and shit tank.
Yeah.
You're not tank. Like. Yeah. Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
So,
it's got to be that
one. Then I had the other one that came up the other day. I said for like, I think it was like $1 billion. $1 billion for three years of your life. For a whole 9-hour workday from 9 to 5, you have to sit out by one of the, you just pick one, a random homeless guy, and you have to, every time that he has to shit, you have to catch it in a bag.
Ew.
And then wipe him.
Jesus Christ.
I said, fuck no. You asked that at one. How much money was it?
$1 billion.
Not even, no.
For how long?
Nope, I'm never getting that. You just follow him around.
For 9 hours a day, you have Sundays off.
Sunday. For how long, though?
3 years.
3 years?
Not a chance.
Oh, my
Literally
God.
Literally not a chance.
I'd be 20. I'd be 30.
Not a chance.
With $1 billion, though.
Nope. I don't care.
For 9 hours.
I guess
know,
I could kill him.
You might not shoot for 9 hours.
That'd no, be you can't kill him.
Here, hold on. Coach is calling. You want to ask him? Dad, you're on the podcast, and we got a would you rather question to end the show. Would you like to hear it, Jub? Go ahead.
No, ask him, Mike. How do you ask him?
He said, Jub said that for a billion dollars, would you follow a billion B with a B? Would you fall for 9 hours a day for 3 years? Would you follow? A homeless guy around, like down by Perkins, and every time that he has to take a shit, you gotta catch it in a bag and wipe him.
For $1 billion, how many years do I have to do it?
3 years.
9 hours a day.
Not, how many months?
9 hours a day for three years. You get Sundays off, and you gotta.
Every time he poops, I gotta catch it and wipe
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I gotta wipe him?
Yes.
For $1 billion, no.
I said no chance. Nah. Not a shot. Not a shot. Cooley considered it. No, not a chance.
Yeah, I said go. Well, man, no, I would not. So enjoy the podcast.
All right, we're finishing up. I'll call you back in a second.
Let's go, Buck.
All right, bye bye.
All right, well,
I hope you're not eating.
Yeah. I think that'll do it. Thanks for listening to the Pioneer Podcast. We got a bunch of stuff going on here at the radio station. So if you want to tune in, Watchdog Radio Network, FM.
Oh, yeah. Big reminder, actually, I guess, before we go. Lunch Madness starting tomorrow when you're hearing this on Friday. We did it last year. 32 schools from around the Ohio Valley, their lunches are going to be battling against one another. Last year, Monroe Central took home the crown. This year, they're the number one seed. Lunch Madness, it'll be up on our Instagram story for 24 hours for voting. You get to vote who moves on. So, yeah, Friday, tune in. Lunch Madness from noon to 3 will be on the radio. Go to our Instagram story to vote. So I think that'll do it for us.
Yeah.
I think that's all the NASA's we got.
That's all I have. That's everybody. I think we're all good. But keep tuning in. Episode 155 next week. Until next time, we'll see you here in the Pine Room.